In the summer of 2020, as pandemic fears and political divisions tore through America, two men from vastly different worlds sat down in a New Jersey farmhouse surrounded by guitars and recording equipment. Barack Obama, raised in Hawaii by a white mother, Harvard Law graduate, first black president, faced Bruce Springsteen, working-class white rock star from Freehold, New Jersey. Their unlikely friendship had begun years earlier when Springsteen performed at Obama's campaign events, but deepened through conversations about their parallel journeys, searching for America's soul, and their own identities within it. "I'm a high school graduate from Freehold that plays guitar," Springsteen initially wondered. "What's wrong with this picture?" Yet their podcast, Renegades, quickly resonated with an America desperate for authentic dialogue across divides. What makes their connection so compelling isn't just their celebrity status, but how these two men from such different backgrounds discovered they'd been asking the same essential questions all along. What does it mean to be American? What obligations do we have to one another? And how do we become the people we hope to be? Both men's childhoods were defined by feeling like outsiders. Obama faced subtle racism growing up mixed race in Hawaii, exemplified when a tennis coach suggested he might rub off on the chart and make it dirty. Basketball became his sanctuary, where skill trumped skin color. His mother nurtured his black identity through stories of figures like Muhammad Ali and Martin Luther King Jr., teaching him about the fortifying nature of black American struggles. Springsteen's alienation stemmed from a working-class home dominated by his father Douglas, an enigmatic man prone to disappearing and sitting alone in darkness. Music became Bruce's salvation, with the local bar scene and boardwalk serving as his classroom for transforming personal pain into universal stories. Despite their different paths, both developed similar views on American identity. Obama sees America as defined not by appearance, but by fidelity to a creed, a place for outsiders and misfits building something from nothing. Springsteen's music echoes this, giving voice to working-class struggles while examining the gap between American ideals and reality. Obama sees America's exceptionalism in its unique blend of people from every race, religion, and culture worldwide. This diversity finds powerful expression through American music, where African rhythms merge with Irish ballads to create jazz, blues, country, and rock. Music serves both to unite and highlight our divisions. Springsteen's musical evolution embodies this American synthesis. Starting with Top 40 and his mother's doo-wop and R&B, he expanded to Dylan, Woody Guthrie, and country music, seeking broader musical perspectives. In these traditions, he discovered not just stories of hardship, but transcendence and actionable solutions, music that empowered rather than resigned listeners. The misunderstanding of Born in the USA as purely patriotic rather than a critique of Vietnam veterans' treatment reveals music's complex relationship with national identity. Obama's White House concerts deliberately crossed genres, pairing country with gospel, R&B with rock. During rehearsals, Obama witnessed moments of genuine collaboration, like Mick Jagger working with young blues guitarist Gary Clark Jr. "Life among musicians is good," Springsteen observed, prompting Obama's response, "It'd be good if politics was like this." Obama describes his approach to racial healing as balancing ideals with reality, bridging America as is with how we mythologize it. He favors hopeful narratives while acknowledging structural injustices. The conversation explores how activists and politicians serve complementary roles. Prophetic voices call out injustice while political leaders forge practical solutions, similar to how King's moral vision complemented Johnson's pragmatism during civil rights reforms. Springsteen shares how his song American Skin, 41 Shots, written after Amadou Diallo's death by police, faced police union boycotts despite being a meditation on tragedy, illustrating art's unique ability to facilitate difficult racial discussions. When Springsteen expresses shock at recent white nationalist demonstrations, Obama contextualizes such backlash through historical examples from Reconstruction to civil rights, Despite setbacks, they see humanity's trajectory as ultimately upward, though with many detours. Both men grew up in modest but stable families during a time when American society was less stratified. Despite social barriers, upward mobility was achievable through unions and government support, with hard work providing both financial security and dignity. They point to the Reagan era as when American values shifted toward materialism. Springsteen's album Nebraska captured the era's dread, while Obama witnessed Wall Street's "greed is good" culture emerge. This shift paralleled manufacturing's decline, weakened unions, and exploding CEO compensation, from 30 to 300 times average worker pay. Their personal choices reflected different priorities than wealth accumulation. Obama's path to community organizing stemmed from his mother's influence and his recognition of racial inequities, while Springsteen grappled with sudden success after years of poverty. Both struggled to maintain authenticity as their fortunes grew. Springsteen's Used Cars exemplifies this tension, expressing through art the complex emotions about class that often elude political discussion. Traditional masculine ideals, emphasizing toughness, emotional suppression, and defining success through possessions rather than care, contribute to broader societal problems. Both men's views on masculinity were shaped by complicated relationships with absent fathers. Springsteen's father, Douglas, was secretive and would disappear without explanation, while Obama's father left when he was young, appearing only once more in his childhood. Their evolution toward healthier masculinity was shaped by the strong women in their lives. Their partners, Michelle and Patty, challenged them, grounded them, and helped them become better versions of themselves. These relationships ultimately led to what they considered their greatest gift, fatherhood. Parenthood transformed both men. Springsteen had a breakthrough when he realized he'd taught his son Evan to suppress emotional needs, prompting him to apologize and consciously choose presence and connection. Obama prioritized family dinner at 6:30 every night despite presidential demands, calling these moments his lifeline amid chaos. As their conversations conclude, Obama and Springsteen reflect on America's promise while acknowledging its flaws. Despite media cynicism that profits from division, they believe most Americans seek a unifying national story, one of a just country where everyone belongs. Their optimism isn't naive. Both have witnessed America's failures, yet maintain what they call a tough hope, a belief in possibility grounded in honest assessment. As Obama notes, you can't get to where you want to go if you don't know where you are. They find hope in younger generations who embrace a unifying American story while rejecting discrimination. Obama sees their role as keeping the lantern lit for these emerging leaders. Springsteen's The Rising, written after 9/11, embodies this resilience, acknowledging pain while pointing toward renewal. Their friendship exemplifies the America they envision, diverse individuals finding common purpose while honoring unique journeys. Their conversations remind us that America's story continues to unfold, with each person shaping its next chapter. As Obama said at Selma, the single most powerful word in our democracy is the word we.